What if people with type 1 diabetes had the power to manage their condition without finger sticks? To always know their glucose levels and where they're heading with just a glance at their smart device? To customize alerts and alarms to help keep them in range? All this knowledge, powered by a small wearable. Introducing the Dexcom G6. Make knowledge your superpower. For a list of compatible smart devices, visit dexcom.com/compatibility. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G6 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
Welcome into Tomorrow. I am Dave Graveline, like the announcer guy just said, and as promised, we've been talking about it for months. We are now once again back to our favorite broadcast, remote broadcast from anywhere in the world. It's IFA in Berlin, Germany. It's our 17th year proudly broadcasting from this big event and our 24 years on the air, bringing you further into tomorrow. This is the show we always look forward to. So many cool innovations, in fact, co-innovation. We're going to talk a lot about that in a moment or two. But so many cool products and services and unique things being shown here. Our broadcast studio at the heart in the middle of IFA Next. And we'll learn what that's all about as well. But we're bringing you a lot of interviews over the next 3 hours and next week and the week after that, because there are so many people to talk to. And we're delighted that you've tuned into tomorrow, kicking off the broadcast from Berlin, Germany, here at IFA, of course. None other than the Executive Vice President of Messe Berlin Group and the Executive Director of IFA. He keeps getting promoted in new titles, it seems, every day. Jens Heidecker. Jens, welcome back into tomorrow. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Thank you, mate.
It's a pleasure to have you with us. And another gentleman who keeps getting promoted, he is now the IFA Director, Dirk Kozlowski. Hello, Dirk.
Oh, thanks, Dave, for mentioning this.
That's not a bad thing.
No, good to be here.
That's a good thing. And we're delighted not only to be here, but of course to have you guys, as always, kick off the broadcast. And who can tell me first, for those new listeners, perhaps, who aren't familiar with IFA, what IFA is all about?
Itself. It's the oldest consumer electronics trade show. It was founded in 1924. And the difference to any other of the trade shows is quite simple. In our founding fathers decided not only to bring the newest tech, the newest innovation to all of the nerds, of the technicians, engineers, developers, or however we call this these days, they decided in 1924 to invite the public, the consumers. This is a true heritage we really try to hold, to keep, and to develop. But coming from a very German radio show in 1924,
right,
we're now the largest trade show for consumer electronics, home appliances, the connected life at the end, in the world. Nowhere else will find so many trade visitors, more than 150,000 trade visitors alone, among them 80,000 from abroad, 80,000 international trade visitors,
wow,
plus around about 100,000 public visitors. That's a very unique mix,
yeah,
for the industry, for the press, for the media, and for our exhibitors exhibition.
Oh, for sure. And the absolute show that is truly rich in tech history. And that's what this is about.
Yeah.
I mean, with Albert Einstein being one of your first keynote speakers, and it's safe to say that neither of you or myself were around then.
Thanks, Dave.
You're welcome. But that...
I'm not quite sure.
You're not. Yeah, sometimes you feel like it, right? But that is certainly proof of tech history of IFA. You know, you talk about other trade shows, for example, and I'll say, you know, CES in Vegas, they say it doesn't stand for anything. Well, of course, it's the Consumer Electronics Show. Everybody knows that. Oh, but the world knows us just as that. Well, okay, well, good for you. But IFA, or IFA, and I'm glad you accept it either way, because I use it, you know, both ways oftentimes, has become just, you know, it's not a German show. It's an international show in every which way possible.
Exactly. It's in every single aspect, as Jens already mentioned, the trade visitors which are coming to IFA,
yeah,
from more than 120 countries.
Wow.
And plus the media people. Don't forget the media people, because they are creating, yep, at the end the bus which all the new products and technologies, yeah, will be on display here. And media people in total 6,000 are coming to this show 50% means 3,000 or 1,300 are just coming from outside Germany. So they
so we're not the only ones?
I have to apologize.
We only met you so far.
Yes, exactly. No, but that shows, again, the importance of this particular show.
Absolutely.
When you have that many international journalists that are saying, of course we have to be at IFA, because that's where all these new products are being introduced and so many new innovations, thus co-innovation. Let's talk about that for a minute. That's one of our favorite hashtags the past year or so.
Yeah, we are convinced that there is no lonely innovator, lonely startup, lonely company innovating on their own only. I think whenever you look into a smartphone, wherever, there are components, there are processors, software from around the world, the displays from different country than the processor, than the chipset, whatever. Means every truly innovation at the, in this new digital world is a global innovation. Assembled from global ideas, global parts at the end. And then we learned it's not only that here in IFA you can see the products ready for the next season. That's what IFA is made originally for.
Yeah.
That the retailers can come to here, can prepare their seasonal business, and for the consumers that they know what they find soon in the shops. That's one reason.
And this show, mind you, sorry to interrupt, but that's what the importance we talk about regularly, is the only show that counts before the holidays. When people are saying, I want the latest, greatest for my gifts, whether it's yourself, giving it to yourself or others, the fact is, by the time it's January, it's too late for the holidays, so now you're planning maybe for next year.
And on the other side, we learned we have to bring together all the inventors, all the smart people from the industry in a new way. Mm. And that's the reason we developed, first of all, the conception of co-innovation. Means to bring together the smartest guys, the smartest companies, the most innovative startups in one hall, in a special design, to promote the communication between them on the one side. And on the other side, we see that co-innovation is leading to a new concept, IFA Next, and means that's not for this season. What we try to help to develop are the innovations for the season after this next season.
Yeah, true. You're really looking into tomorrow. It should be IFA into tomorrow, but then there's probably some copyright issue.
Somehow like this,
It's too expensive, you can't pay for.
Yeah, exactly. We don't come cheap.
And honestly, there's one more point we should bear in mind. We do not talk about consumer electronics alone here.
Oh, no, that's true.
It's a combination since quite a while in between home appliances, the automotive industry, and healthcare purposes.
Yes.
So it's really a broad range of industries which are coming together here with each other and creating this kind of co-innovation, as Jens
covered. And great point, because it's taken years, but other shows are now copying those kinds of things. But you guys were the innovators of that, because it is consumer
electronics. At this time, people were loving about us. How can an IT consumer electronic mobile show, how can they invent, how can they integrate in this size home appliances, this white goods?
Yeah.
And suddenly, it was the best thing we could do, because these home appliances, medium, smaller, large, these are part of our connected life now. And this is one category for the consumers, because they go to the same shop, to the to the same retailer to buy this. And at the end, technical-wise now, voice control is not only on in loudspeakers. It's not only to find in your car. You can find it on TVs and, of course, in washing machines.
Honestly, the difference here at the IFA show floors is we show on display the finalized products which are ready to the market. So we are not interested just to talk about technology. Technology is behind, but first and foremost, we are coming from the consumer perspective.
We all want the product.
What can I buy tomorrow, and is it worth to spend my money, which I have to invest for my loved one for the Christmas season or the end of the year season? That's exactly the point.
And the real revolution in this innovation is then when the consumer doesn't realize anymore that he's using this new technology, like AI, like IoT, like internet. We don't talk about internet anymore. We don't talk about IoT anymore, because it's done.
It's a given.
It's given. It's ubiquitous, whatever you use.
Yeah, right.
Now we do the next step with AI, artificial intelligence.
And augmented reality.
That's the next revolution at the moment we will see in the devices. I really guess the next 2-3 years you will not recognize any device from this year, because in everything will integrate, will be integrated AI, and if it it's connected as a mobile device, 5G.
That's an interesting thought, that we won't recognize our existing devices in 2 or 3 years.
Yep.
But more things too, real quick, before we're out of time, and then you guys make way for many guests, your exhibitors that are here. We have several of your keynote speakers coming up. Lots of folks, some really exciting things going on again this year here at IFA in Berlin. But there's more than just IFA and that sort of thing. We talked briefly about Shift Automotive. You have the IFA Plus Summit. What is that, real quick?
Basically, it's our future convention where we're bringing together the brilliant minds of the industry, which are just coming to IFA in a environment where they're not going to display just products, but if they are leaders in technology, if they want to share their ambitions about future societies, like what's in for me in terms of elderly people or of healthcare purposes, etc. pp. So it's a different switch of how to make consumer lives better for the near future.
Some very interesting things always taking place every year, but I don't know how you guys outdo yourselves. I mean, it's got to be a task in and of itself every year for what are we going to do next year that's innovative and different and co-innovative.
Yeah, but for example, as you probably will learn this year, Japan will be for the first time the partner country for innovation here at IFA. And that's surely something which we could work on it for the next couple of years. It's a blueprint for us to give specific countries or even region some specific exposure in terms of technology and innovation.
And not only do you do a good job with that, but it allows us journalist types to find these companies, and especially these young startups, these entrepreneurs that have a great idea. And then it's about networking. And we look more for those smaller companies that, as you say, have to get the word out. And it's not easy for them. You know, fine, we know the big companies here that are always making big announcements. And that's wonderful. And they will continue to do that. But it's these smaller companies with things that no one's ever heard of yet. Or some ideas that, wow, that's really good. And then, of course, the buyers that come here are saying, I want to be the first retailer to have that product. And then everybody, it's a win-win-win, especially for the consumers. Everybody's happy. Yeah, love it. Well, again, thank you for kicking off the broadcast. We have so many of your exhibitors we got to get to, so we want to do just that. And we appreciate you joining us. IFA-Berlin.com. You hear us talk about it every single week on Into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline, bringing you further Into Tomorrow, back with lots more from Berlin, Germany, and IFA, right here on the Advanced Media Network.